This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level once again, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin on this afternoon, we would remind each of you that there can exist this opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed with that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that telepathic exchange of information is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires or interests than is this information that we attempt to express to each of you through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you absolutely to become involved in that silent communication, to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to offer your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and to participate in that telepathic or silent communication. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, absolutely. But as always, of course, that choice is yours. Now, we have suggested to each of you many times that you exist in this reality in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level, by choice, your choice. You're not put here by some other entity. You don't come here because you feel that you have certain lessons to learn, that you must grow or progress. Absolutely not. You come here by choice, and you remain here by choice. You go to great difficulty to put in place this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy that exists throughout your entire vibrational level, that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but also through various other levels of your consciousness, through your meditative states and in your dream states, etc. You have difficulty in understanding and indeed in coming in contact with that portion that is responsible for this creation that you're involved in. This creation, that your creation. You go to great lengths to separate yourself while you're in this particular vibrational level from the understanding of who and what you truly are, and from the understanding of the method or technique that you utilize to create this reality. And you put in place, once again, this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil, that limits your capacity to have that understanding in order to make this reality that you experience in your day-to-day consciousness seem real, seem like it's beyond your capacity to control, seem like it's absolutely beyond your capacity to have any type of positive effect over on a continual and ongoing basis. There are certain instances, and you will look at activities in your reality, in your day-to-day experiences, and you will suggest that, yes, I had control over that, or I definitely had an influence on the outcome of that particular instance. But this other one, these ones that you view as less than desirable, that you wish were not occurring in your reality, it's much more difficult to accept the responsibility and say, oh yes, I was responsible for that too. I made the choices and the decisions. I hold the beliefs and the attitudes. I made all of the necessary steps that are utilized in creating this reality to create that reality that we view as being less than positive, as well as the same type of creation process that I used to create that reality which I view as being very positive. So it's much easier to accept the positive one. Even though the creation process that you utilize to create each of the realities, whether you choose to believe they're desirable or less than desirable, is identical. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. You go to great lengths to make it appear more difficult. You go to great lengths to put in place all of these particular beliefs and belief systems that limit your capacity not only to understand who and what you truly are, but you believe in this particular vibrational level that it's entirely within your control to create this reality, this experience. You see, there really are no accidents in the realities that you experience in your day-to-day activities. They're a reflection of your creation process. Many beliefs which you hold in your subconsciousness that it's very difficult to become aware of, but many others based upon choices and decisions, based upon your beliefs and your attitudes, based upon your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire and what you expect to experience in this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state. That's what's responsible, consciously influencing and creating your reality. And you do it on a continual basis. And the irony of it is that you each do it. You see, even to believe that you're not in control is to make a choice, to hold a belief system, to make various choices and decisions based upon that belief system. They create a reality that validates the belief that you're not in control. You can have that. You see, it's not right or wrong. It's not necessary that you understand and believe that you're in control. Absolutely not. In fact, you come into this vibrational level for exactly the opposite reason, to experience a reality where you believe that you're not in complete control. So it's not right or wrong to expect that you can have the capacity to alter your reality consciously. Absolutely not. This is not a right or wrong process. You can or cannot believe it. It really doesn't matter. It has absolutely no influence other than what you experience in your day-to-day reality, other than to understand that you are in control, other than to have that capacity to consciously influence and create reality. You see, when you hold the belief that you're not in control, then you create the reality to validate the belief systems. And again, it's not right or wrong. You see, that spark of consciousness that you are, that higher self, if you wish, that you go to such great lengths to hide from, to put in a position where it's impossible for you to experience and to understand in your awakened consciousness state, and very difficult for you to make contact in, even in your altered state of consciousness, as long as you remain in this vibrational level. That stock of consciousness that you are, that's responsible for the creation of this reality, comes from a position of absolute and unconditional love. And it does not judge whether or not the reality that you are experiencing in your so-called awakened consciousness state is good or bad, right or wrong. The good or bad, right or wrong is your conscious concept and judgment on what it is that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. The stock of consciousness that you are, that unconditional love that you are, that creates this reality to validate your beliefs and belief systems, that gives to you that which you desire, has absolutely no such judgment, but rejoices in the creation process. And it's not right or wrong to that spark of consciousness that you are. The right or wrong, once again, is a human consciousness judgment or concept that you apply to individual realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so, right or wrong does not apply when you believe or do not believe that you are in control. You can have whatever it is that you desire. This reality that you experience is your creation, and the ironic part of the whole situation is that it's an illusion. You can have whatever it is that you desire. Not only can, but do. That's the irony. You see, you may choose to believe that you're not in control. You may choose to believe that there are angels or gods or whatever you wish to call the entities that you believe are having influence upon your life. You may choose to believe that there's a superior being that is creating this reality and that you are existing in and becoming a part of as a result of that superior being's desires or wishes. You can have that. It's not right or wrong. That's your choice. And you will create realities that validate those beliefs and belief systems. And once again, they're not right or wrong. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. Even though many times, in your awakened consciousness state, you may choose to not accept that because what you have and what you're experiencing may be a less than desirable experience. But nonetheless, we assure you that it's a validation of beliefs and belief systems that you hold. It's your creation. It's your reality. Absolutely. You are in control. And so if you choose to believe that you're not in control, and there are these other entities that are controlling your reality, once again, this is not a right or wrong. This is not something that you're going to be judged upon. There will be no judgment at the end of this particular incarnational period or your participation in this reality and this vibrational level. Absolutely not. Unless, of course, you desire to believe that such will exist. You see, it's an illusion. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. As difficult as that may be to accept, it is nonetheless an absolute. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Without exception. And once again, many of those beliefs are put in place in an altered state of consciousness and very difficult for you to access and to understand in your so-called awakened consciousness state, but nonetheless existing. You, in your so-called in-between incarnational periods, choose various beliefs to put in place. Various beliefs that are many times stored within your DNA. In the portion of your DNA that your scientists once referred to as the junk part of your DNA, so believed that it was some kind of a carryover from your so-called evolution in this vibrational level and in this reality. Now, however, your scientists are beginning to understand that contained within that DNA, that so-called junk portion of your DNA, are many, many various possibilities that can come forth and be experienced in a particular incarnational period. And you choose to put them in place in your altered state of consciousness, in what you might refer to as that between incarnational state. You make those choices. I might like to experience this particular reality. I might like to experience, or perhaps experience, a particular activity or a particular physical experience in this particular vibrational level, in this reality, in this incarnational period. And so you put that in place. And it's stored within your DNA. And as a result of the choices and decisions that you make, as a result of your thoughts and feelings, as a result of your beliefs and your attitudes and what it is that you desire and what you expect to experience in a particular incarnational period, you alter the energy that surrounds the DNA, and you take those seemingly unimportant and insignificant portions of the DNA and you take them from what was a probability in your so-called between incarnational states where you put in place this belief that made perhaps you might like to experience a certain activity in this particular incarnational period, and as a result of altering the energy that surrounds the DNA, you take that from a probability, rather from a possibility, and turn it into a probability. And conversely, can take it from a probability and turn it into a possibility. You influence the reality you experience. You influence the energy that surrounds your DNA by your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, what it is that you believe, what it is that you desire, and perhaps more importantly than all, what it is that you expect to experience in your vibrational level. And so you come into this reality, into this incarnational period, into this vibrational level, and to create a vibrational level that has an illusionary reality that you step into. And as you step into that illusionary reality, you put in place throughout your entire universe, throughout each and every atom of your entire universe, a type of electromagnetic energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are while you exist in this vibrational level. And the irony of it is that many times individuals in this vibrational level go to great lengths in attempting to gain that understanding of who and what they truly are. And you go through all types of various methods and attempts to make that connection. You read books, and you attend classes, and you attend various entities that are attempting to give you information in your hopes that you will come in contact with and get an understanding of who and what you truly are. And it becomes very difficult because you choose to put in place the type of an energy that limits your capacity to have that understanding while you exist in this vibrational level. It's like you create this vibrational level, and you create this reality, this illusionary reality, and then you step into it. And suddenly, you have all of this reality that you like to manipulate, to alter, in order to function, in order to enjoy your existence in a particular incarnational period. And so you come up with all types of methods. You develop tools, and you develop all types of understanding of your universe in order to better utilize this creation that you are responsible for. But that you don't, in your awakened consciousness state, have the understanding of the creation process that you utilize, not only to create it, to maintain it and sustain it on a continual basis. And you put in place all types of belief systems that make it difficult for you to have that understanding, not the least of which you believe is your belief in time and space, which are absolutely illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. You can even in your altered states of consciousness have the opportunity many times to step outside of time and space. However, in your awakened consciousness state, that's a very difficult concept. And you go to great lengths to validate that belief system, including but not limited to these particular incarnational periods that you enter into, where you go through experiencing infancy and adolescence and adulthood and eventually pass on. And for lack of a better terminology, you die. You don't really die, you simply alter your consciousness. And it's an illusion. It really makes a little difference whether you're in a particular incarnational period or not when you step outside, when you enter into what we refer to as the between incarnational state. You look upon this as a situation that was something that you enjoyed perhaps or perhaps did not enjoy, but nonetheless the stock of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation and enjoys every second of it. Based upon, of course, your belief in time and space. So, you put in place all of these realities, and then you go to great lengths as you step into that particular illusionary reality to understand the process so that you can manipulate it, so that you can understand it better, so that you can change it perhaps, but so that you can get a glimpse of the creation process. The irony of it is that you make it very difficult to get that glimpse because you choose to. And so it is with your understanding of who and what you truly are. You put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity while you're in this vibrational level to have an understanding of who and what you truly are. Not only that, but limits the capacity for other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to have an influence upon the reality that you're experiencing while you exist within this vibrational level. In other words, there are not other entities existing outside of your vibrational level that are influencing, creating for you. The entities that are within this vibrational level are the entities responsible for the creation. And so you hide from this understanding of who and what you truly are. And then you go to great lengths to find out who it is and what it is that you truly are. You go to great lengths to connect with that spirituality that you've gone to such tremendous lengths to hide from. And so you begin to search for it. And you begin to attend various classes if you wish. And you look to various types of teachings. You look to others to tell you how to accept and how to understand who and what you truly are. And the irony of it is that this understanding and this connection with who and what you truly are cannot be written down. It cannot be expressed through the limited use of a vocabulary. We can, through various conversations with you, suggest to you that it exists. But we cannot. We cannot take you there. We cannot do away with this electromagnetic type of veil that you put in place, that you choose to maintain in order to limit your capacity of understanding who and what you truly are while you exist in this vibrational level. The irony of it is that you won't find it written in a book. It can't be expressed through the use of the vocabulary. No one can teach you. The answers that you seek lie within inside. The answers that you seek are available to each of you by journeying with inside, by understanding through various types of altered consciousness who and what you truly are. It's really very simple. But you go to great lengths to make it complicated. Because you see, if it's complicated, then you, in your awakened consciousness state, while you exist in this vibrational level, even through all the other various levels of consciousness, maintain that veil that limits your capacity to understand that this reality is an illusion. To understand that this reality is your creation. And it limits your capacity to understand that you can consciously, not only can, but ironically do, influence and alter your reality on a continual basis. You choose to hide from that. You choose. It's not something that's projected upon you. It's your choice to put that in place. And you do it for a very simple reason. You didn't come to this vibrational level in order to have some type of a lesson that must be learned before you can progress. You can have that if you want. We're not suggesting for an instance that if you hold that belief that it's a right or wrong belief. Absolutely not. That's what you desire to believe, and it gives you a purpose, then by all means experience it. Because ultimately, regardless of what it is you believe, the truth is you came into this vibrational level through your choice for a very simple reason. And you put in place this electromagnetic type of veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, again, for a very simple reason. You did that because it allows you to be involved in a creation process where you believe you're not in control. And as a result of believing that you're not in control, then indeed you have the capacity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not available when you understand the creation process. The only particular emotion and feeling that is stronger when you are in absolute understanding and control of your creation process is that understanding and feeling of absolute unconditional love. All the other emotions do not have the same impact as the emotions you experience in your reality, in this vibrational level, when you believe that you're not in control. We've used an analogy many times, that it's like entering into a theater, and you look upon the screen, and there is projected through the use of light someone else's perception of what it is that they are experiencing in a different reality. And as you partake and you view that particular trick of light upon the screen, you have the opportunity to experience, once again, a very wide range of emotions and feelings. But you know that it's not real. You know that it's simply a projection of light upon a screen. It's someone else's projection of a reality. And it's not real. And so the emotions and feelings are not nearly as intense as the emotions and feelings that you experience when you walk out of that theater and back into the real world. Ah, now this is real. And as a result of believing that it's real, because you believe you're not in control, the intense range of emotions and feelings is something that cannot be duplicated when you understand that you're not in control, like being in the theater. And so you put in place this particular veil to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and you enter into this vibrational level for that very simple reason, to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. Emotions and feelings that you in your awakened consciousness state judge as being positive or negative, good or bad. But from that level of consciousness, once again, from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. It's the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that you are attempting to experience while you exist in this vibrational level. It's really that simple. That's why you exist. Your choice to be here. You're not put here by some entity, unless of course you desire to believe that you are, but at some point you will come to the understanding that you are the creator. You will come to that understanding. You cannot fail. But however, in your awakened consciousness state, if you wish to believe that you're not in control, you can have that, not only can, but do have that, absolutely. It's not right or wrong, once again, it's a choice. It's a choice that each of you have. But understand that it's your choice. It's not a choice that's inflicted upon you. It's not a choice that you're forced to make. Absolutely not. It's your choice. It's your choice to believe that you're in control. It's your choice to believe that there are other entities that are controlling your reality. It's your choice to believe whether or not you have to learn lessons to progress and to reach some type of superior understanding while you exist in this vibrational level. It's your choice. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you make. And you make that choice because ultimately you wish to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are the result of the experiences that come from having made that choice. We would defy anyone to look at any activity that you're involved in and break it down to the basics. Why are you doing that? When you go to work every day and have some type of employment, some will tell you because they enjoy the employment. Then if you enjoy, it's an emotion and feeling that you're attempting to duplicate. If you don't enjoy it, then it would be perhaps because you need to make some type of income. And as a result of that type of income, it allows you to experience a certain lifestyle that you desire to experience the feelings and emotions that are associated with that type of a lifestyle. Break down any activity that you are involved in, and eventually you will come to the basis that you're doing it because you are hoping to experience a particular emotional feeling. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. It's why you choose to remain in this vibrational level. For the opportunity to experience intense ranges of emotions and feelings that are not available in other vibrational levels when you know absolutely that you are in control. It's really quite simple. You exist in an illusion that is your creation. By suggesting it's an illusion, we're not for an instant suggesting that it is insignificant. Absolutely not. But rather that it's your creation, and that it's an illusion, every creation. Of all of the realities that you will experience in all of your levels of consciousness, this particular reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, despite the fact that you go to great lengths to make it appear that it's not only real, but that it's beyond your control. This illusionary reality that you believe is so real and so much beyond your control is the least real of all of the realities that you will experience in all of your levels of consciousness and in all of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. It's an illusion. It's your creation. When you continuously ask questions about various areas within your creation process, within your illusion. And the answer always comes back to, what do you believe? It is such a simple process. This reality that you exist in is a reality that's a creation, that's a reflection of your beliefs and attitudes, your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire, what it is that you imagine will come into your reality. And perhaps, once again, most important of all, the expectation that you have to have that experience in your reality. It's your creation. What becomes difficult to accept is that you are all that is. This is an illusion. And as a result of your conscious reality being illusion, then it should be possible for you to grasp the concept that you exist in each and every atom of your entire universe. It's an illusion. You are all that is. It becomes difficult to give an explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary. It can't be written down. It can't be explained. It's an experience. It's an experience that you can go with inside and enjoy if you choose. Absolutely, that opportunity exists for each of you. But it's an experience. It's not something that can be described through the utilization of a vocabulary. You won't find it written down. You won't hear it through some recorded type such as we're participating in on this afternoon. Absolutely not. It's an experience that exists within inside each of you. And each of you has the opportunity, should you choose, to have that experience, to have that connection and contact with that spark of consciousness that you are. This reality is an illusion. It's really that simple. As difficult as that may be for one to understand in your awakened consciousness state, nonetheless, it is an illusion. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. There are but three things, and we continuously suggest and bring this up each time we meet with you. There are but three things that are real in this illusionary reality that you exist in. And the first is that you are the God you search for. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing not only in this vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are the one. You create your reality. Absolutely. Not just the aspects that you believe that you have control over. Not just when you set your alarm to wake up at 8 a.m. in the morning. And so you believe that I can control that particular aspect of my reality. But some of these other aspects, like dealing with relationships, now that's real. That's difficult. Or creating some type of abundance, that's real. That's in the real world. It's an illusion, and you create it all. And the only other third and final aspect of this reality that is the truth that you cannot change is that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. You're not in some type of a test. You're not in some type of a reality that you can't escape from. You're not in some type of reality where you must somehow progress through stages in order to become a more advanced spirituality person. Unless, of course, you choose to believe such, but understand that that's an illusion. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You simply hide from who and what you truly are. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. You simply hide from it. It's like taking your hand and placing it behind your back and then believing that you can't bring it out where you can see it again and then wondering where it went. in going through all types of different methods and techniques to try to discover a way to find that hand that you've simply chosen to put out of sight. And so it is with your spirituality. You cannot be separated. You simply choose to hide. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You create this reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is only limited by your imagination. What it is that you desire, what it is that you imagine will come into your reality, what you expect to have the capacity to create and experience. It's really that simple. Now, we would rest for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would perhaps be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. In the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would bid you farewell, and with love and with peace.